Promotion of wholesome activity. God is all in all. There is nothing but God. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The Word of God is the operation which is announcing God's qualities. The Christ function of God translates the qualities of God into identifiable terms so they can be understood. The function of Christianity is to demonstrate and prove the validity of the qualities of God in identifiable ways so that they can be utilized in all activities, events, relationships, so that they can be viewed with our spiritual senses and see that all action in life is an action of God and enables demonstration. The function of science is the function of God, which indicates that the demonstration is complete and that we are the manifestation of God, and therefore all thought, speech, and action is in alignment with God. And that is our way of life. The function of mind includes action. Action is a result of the creative nature of mind. For the creative nature must be manifested in action. And all action, therefore, is from the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Mind is all science, all omniscience, omniscience. Omniscience includes the qualities of intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, and therefore, since God is all and there is nothing but God, then all intelligence, all wisdom, and all knowing is automatically qualities of God. God is also omnipotence. Since power is a measurement of accomplishment, and accomplishment is a result of action, that defines and supports what was just stated and that is that God is all action, omni-action. Therefore, there cannot be any action from any other source. Since God is all, and there is nothing but God, then God is omnipresence. The creativeness of God produces the action, and the action produces power. All qualities of God are interconnected. The quality of spirit represents pureness, transparency, and reflection. In order to be reflective, it must be transparency, and in order for it to be transparency, it is pureness. That is an example of the interconnection between those qualities of spirit. The qualities of soul include the senses, and since spirit is the only substance, the only real senses are spiritual senses. So therefore, all seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling, God being the only senses assures that the action of God are recognized and there is no confusion. They are identified to precision. Every action can be precisely identified as being sourced from God, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, the only source, and spirit being the only substance, which is pureness, transparency, and reflection, excludes the possibility of there being any flaw or any blockage to the transparency or anything to prevent the reflection. Spirit being pureness, there cannot be any flaw in the reflective nature of any action. Therefore, good productive action is reflected to all existence to be enjoyed by everyone, everywhere. The function of principle includes all system and structure. The components are of the substance of spirit, flawless, transparent, and reflective. Therefore, the system and structure is totally balanced and harmonious. Nothing to block its operation, for it is totally transparent. Therefore, the absence of discord brings forth the reality of concord, balance. Divine principle, which is the system and structure of all action, therefore comes to life. Everything is perfect. Everything is flawless. Everything has been recognized through spiritual senses and identified as being spiritual in nature. So the system and structure is the foundation for the next step, which is living the qualities, experiencing the action. The life is not in the visible form that may show as a manifestation, but the life is in the source, which is God. Any manifestation that is visible is merely a symbol of the truth. And the truth is the next quality of God in the development. And the truth represents consciousness. Which includes motive. And since spirit is flawless, the motive is flawless. Since the substance of all is spirit, the consciousness is pure and flawless, transparent, and reflective. Therefore, the pure consciousness reflects out into all existence, and therefore the multiplication or the compounding is taking place. Everything that has been noted so far is a result of a precise, flawless plan and design, which is a quality of love. Again, the total interconnection with each and every quality, with each and every other quality. The creativity, the action, the power, the intelligence, wisdom, knowing, all qualities of every thing about God are in accordance with the plan and design of love. This includes all seven, which are the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love itself. Love is in accordance with its own plan and design. These qualities all together with the operations of the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science, all of which are interconnected and omnipresent in all existence. The new James Webb Space Telescope is revealing symbols of all existence, which are a dimension beyond what was previously visible. Love is considered the mothering quality, the nurturing quality. Therefore, love being applied to any of the qualities enable a nurturing result. A plant that is cared for is nurtured and brings forth a more beautiful manifestation. Now, obviously, the most advanced way is to do this spiritually, not using garden tools, although garden tools are symbols of nurturing. Jesus was commented upon by Mary Baker Eddy when she stated that the magnitude of his humanity enabled his divinity. No matter what level one's thinking is at the moment, there is an entry point to be cultivating at that level. As Frederick Rawson stated, we should strive to get to that point where we do not need to do anything from a physical standpoint, but everything is accomplished mentally. So the cultivating with the garden tools of a plant is the physical cultivating, but as one is able to align more closely with God, they can be replaced with mental cultivating, mental tools. Everything noted so far can be interconnected with the ideas of mind regarding promotion of any spiritual activity, any wholesome activity, recognizing these qualities of God and their interactivity between each other, one can develop a line of thought which recognizes that the only activity that can take place is the activity that is the result of this interconnection of all of the qualities of God, which means that it is complete at the instant of recognition. That it is complete. Therefore, the alignment of thought with the ideas of God, the qualities of God, the functions of God, is the shortest route to manifesting the promotion of a wholesome activity. Having thought in alignment with the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love manifests itself in completeness, wholeness. As a part of completeness and wholeness, one must protect one's thought about the wholesome activity, addressing three levels in which there may be attempt by the suggestion of mortal mind to interfere in some hidden, deceitful way. Wentworth Winslow wrote three articles on the topic of malpractice. And in short, the word mal means bad, or in other languages, maybe slightly different. For example, Spanish, it's malo. So malpractice means bad practice. And when it was mentioned that we need to protect our thought, that is where we need to make sure that what we are thinking about the project, the wholesome activity, that it is only perfect practice. Mr. Winslow describes being in a room with a radio that is constantly broadcasting from station KOG, the Kingdom of God. One-way communication, God to whomever is listening. Mary Baker Eddy indicates very clearly that all communication is from God to man. When one attempts to talk to God, making the communication from man to God, she indicates that that can make one learn to be more humble because it shows that they are yielding to what they believe to be a higher source. So they're giving up a sense of self, yielding to God. Their belief is accepting God as a higher source, their own consciousness. And of course, that's the whole key, to be recognizing that God is in control of everything, the only source. As a part of the broadcasting, as one listens, they will be directed to make the right decisions as the project or activity is proceeding. As a note of caution, Bicknell Young, one of Mary Baker Eddy's students, indicated that he had students that would come to him for healing with a business problem, and they were expecting miracles. They knew nothing about their business. He emphasized that you must know your business on a human level. And again, as Mary Baker Eddy stated, it was the magnitude of the humanity of Jesus which enabled his divinity. So we have to know our business about whatever business endeavor we are involved in on a human level. Frederick Rawson was an expert in chemistry and physics, and particularly electricity. Business professionals would come to him looking for a solution in those fields. Since he was an expert in those areas, he then applied treatment to help guide him to the solution. And of course, the way God talks to us is through his qualities. So the key is to line up with his qualities. Are we doing things in an intelligent way, in a knowing way, in a wise way? That's mind, and then the other qualities that were previously mentioned. So that's how the radio works. And also in that same room is a telephone, which is intended to represent the suggestions of mortal mind trying to get attention from someone, anyone, that will accept it as interference, and accepting that interference as a reality, meaning that one is admitting within their own thought that God is not all in all, that God is not the only, that God is not omnipresent, God is not omnipotent, God is not omni-action. In other words, it is permitting a thought that indicates that there is competition and opposition to the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. But we cannot do that. If we want to see completion, fulfillment, wholeness, we cannot have two minds. We cannot be reflecting the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, and also letting a so-called mortal mind creep in and steal our time, our effort, our focus, or anything else. The three levels we need to be concerned about are an individual level, a group level, and a universal level. So we need to specifically specify that there cannot be any thought that is accepted into consciousness that permits the suggestion that there can be an individual, group, or universal interference. that there's only one director. Only one manager. We must be aware that nothing can dilute or deflect or divert or stop or reverse a wholesome activity. Because mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, the source of the action, is impervious, cannot be penetrated by anything unlike itself, unlike God. Maintaining this line of thinking, as described in this treatment, is one way that one may work on a wholesome activity, promote it for the good of humanity, and see the fruit come forth as a result of the consecrated effort. And recognize the fruitage will be individual, collectively, and universally recognized as being connected to the goodness of God, the only source of reality. God is all in all. There is nothing but God. Amen.